On entering the basement studio in the Slade School of Fine Art, he was aware of the dramatic impact of his entrance, and he made the most of it. He stared pointedly at the naked model lying on her filthy mattress in the middle of the room, and then took a drag on his French cigarette so that his small head, which was crested with hair like the feathers of an eagle, was wreathed in smoke. His hand fondled the white silk scarf that plumed his neck, and then adjusted the lines of his immaculately tailored grey wool suit. After his great stage entrance, he seemed to forget his lines and didn't know what to do with himself.
I have to say, she was a bit puffy. Her face had the swollen pincushion appearance of someone who'd nipped into a private clinic for a little bit of lunch hour Botox, whilst her lips looked as if she had recently bitten into a sandwich containing an ingredient she didn't know she was slightly allergic to, and consequently there was something of the aquarium about her mouth.
Another bar with gay lights is closing. The atmosphere is so densely Paris. All one ever thought of Paris that one feels a congestion in the throat. Where else are there lights like these, fuzzy and soft in the black building?
Yes, I was 13 when I arrived to her, which is a difficult age in itself, and I had really different expectations for my relationship with her, but I just really didn't feel accepted and like I belonged.